Good morning. It's 8464CA. The weekend just around the corner. Bit of sport. If you're into country music, head west. But I tell you what, if you're into something a little bit different, and it never ceases to amaze me how popular opera is in the tropical north. Coming up this weekend at the Courthouse, it's actually part of the Courthouse Alive initiative. A wonderful opportunity. Opera Queensland and local talent Nikki Dole have collaborated and putting together a special free event under the stars on the lawn at the Courthouse on Saturday, this Saturday, the 2nd of October. One of the stars of the show, apart from our very own Nikki Dole, the local girl, it's Sophia Troncoso. Good morning, Sophia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. I can't wait to make my way up to Cairns.
It should be just a little bit warmer in this part of the world, and you might be able to leave some of that COVID behind, but we don't even want to talk about COVID. It might jinx us, Sophia.
Let's not go there.
Now, look, a lot of things I want to talk to you about. But look, before we start, I was a former lawyer, so, you know, my knowledge of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is quite significant, and also Scalia as well. I believe that in a past life, your Melbourne debut as Ruth Bader Ginsburg in Scalia Ginsburg with the Orchestra of Victoria, that would have been an amazing experience. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it was a fabulous experience, actually. I think it was shortly after Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away. And the conductor of Orchestra Victoria, Nicolette Freyon, said, we've got to celebrate this woman somehow. And so she was scrambling, looking for some artists to play Scalia, to play Ginsburg, and to play another character who is kind of like an angel of death kind of thing. And she found out there was an American soprano from New York within the borders of Australia, and she got me over to Melbourne, and the rest is history. But it's a fabulous and very funny piece, great for lawyers and music lovers alike.
And I guess that's my knowledge of it as well. I mean, she wasn't a particularly close friend of Donald Trump, but that's not the reason why I particularly like Ruth, an amazing woman, and particularly for you as an American as well, a Native American, you know, I should imagine that playing such a part would have been a real honor in so many ways.
It was a true honor. I really wanted to do her justice, no pun intended, and at some points I did get choked up because I didn't realize just how much she did, you know, because there is the biggest hits of what she's done for the country and for women and for everyone at large. But there's a lot more. It's worth looking into her story.
Look, congratulations on that. As we move closer to the event this Saturday, something that really fascinates me. So, look, do excuse me because I know you're part of, you know, you're the young artist from Opera Queensland. Quite a few opera singers, when they have children, their voice changes quite dramatically, often for the good. Do you mind if I ask you if you have any children, Sophia?
Well, not yet. Okay. But my husband is a conductor, and he knows that opera singers go through changes after having children, and he'd really love some kids, and so he likes to tempt me into getting pregnant by saying, "Oh, Sophia, but you might get those really high notes." So there is fact to that. It's not just a myth.
Well, it's interesting because it's actually Jenny Morris's birthday today. She's a Kiwi Australian singer. And I remember speaking to her years ago, and it actually made her voice deeper. So your husband's not going to be very happy with me because that may be the case with you. She said very much richer, but also just a bit of a tone deeper. Would that be a good thing for you?
Oh, yeah, I'd take deeper, wider, whatever, anything that's better. Bring it on.
Well, look, you got an opportunity to check her out live. A wonderful show set under the stars. It's coming up this Saturday, Courthouse Alive, right here in town. Now, Nikki Dole, she's a really well-known local, but tell me a little bit more about what people can expect from this free show coming up this Saturday evening.
Well, it's very fitting with Nikki Dole because she likes to transcend genres, and that's what this concert is. This is a mix of different genres with three artists with very different backgrounds. So I sing opera, but I have South American parents who do South American music, who dabbled in that. Nikki has a really wonderfully diverse background and diverse repertoire. And then we have Irina Lyshuk, who is actually on The Voice very recently.
Okay.
She got through. And so she's also a wonderful crossover artist where she sings opera. She studied at the Con, but she also is an amazing pop singer. So you can expect quite a variety of female voices singing solo and together.
Wow, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity this weekend, a free show. Actually, I don't know whether you've got any information there, but I haven't actually got a start time for the Courthouse Alive on Saturday evening. Do you know what time the show actually kicks off on Saturday?
I do, yeah. So doors open, so to speak, although it's outdoors, yep. At 6. And the music itself kicks off at 7. And there'll be a bar on site. People just need to bring picnic blankets and chairs and their ears.
Wonderful. Well, look, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity. Opera Queensland and local talent Nikki Doll, a collaboration this Saturday. And if you get a chance to maybe have a quick word to Sophia, maybe say to her, her voice could be just that little bit deeper and her husband will be very, very proud of you. Sophia, great to talk to you. Have a fantastic day and we'll look forward to seeing you here in the tropical north across the weekend.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. I'll come with my bikini ready.
Harvey Norman Cairns, done